And so Ryan has been doing this for the last summer, and he sent me the folder yesterday, so I'll try to see if I can complete this without mistake. And so basically he took a newly discovered chemical that seems to have good larvicide activities in the laboratory to and test it in the semi-field condition to see how well this chemical fares. Now,
Just a mouse, just like a regular mouse.
Okay. So what the background is that we know that the insects are not able to synthesize cholesterol de novo, so they must be obtained from diet or some kind of symbiotic relationship. And the cholesterol is very, very hydrophobic, and so some kind of protein is needed to transport the cholesterol inside the cells so that it can be observed. And we know that lipoprotein, lipofuran, is not in the midgut. And so what is the protein that doing this work of transport cholesterol in the midgut? And my lab has identified one of the protein that could be the candidate, which we call it SP2, the steroid carrier protein 2, mostly because it's high homology to the human protein. And what hypothesis is that when cholesterol, because the lipofuran cannot get into the in the middle gut, so that some kind of protein, which we think SP2 is one of it, that binds to the cholesterol that's coming in from the lumen and move it into the basal side of epithelia and transport it to lipofuran, and the lipofuran can take it from there. And then so because of we think its importance in the transport mechanism, and we screened inhibitors in a chemical library, in several chemical libraries, total about 40,000 libraries, use purified SP2 protein as a target. And after the screen, we discover about 12 positive hits, which actually shows in vivo and in vitro has the function of inhibiting cholesterol uptake. And one of this compound is a natural compound from the natural chemical library, and it was very effective. So his objective is to determine the biologic activity of this compound in mosquito larvae as well as adults, and determine the stability of this compound in the sunlight, in shade, in laboratory conditions, just get an idea on whether this is really applicable and chemical. So the first objective is to determine the biological activity of this compound. And prior to he goes to the field trial, we have tested this compound in laboratory-reared species, Aedes aegypti and Anopheles gambiae, and Culex pepens, and we show that it was active. However, we don't know what the laboratory strain will be really comparable to the field strains. That means the strains that you found in the wild. And so the experiment he did is to use the native mosquitoes from Florida area and set up a laboratory assay to see if those compound, this particular compound, actually kills the native mosquitoes from north part of Florida. And also to look at whether those compound has effect on adults, and he using the adult Aedes aegypti, anesthetize it, and then topically apply the compound at different concentrations and look for mortality of adults. So to the larvae assay, he found that yes, this compound actually does kill native mosquito from North Florida, and with a pretty respectable LC50, less than 3 ppm, and it's very reproducible result. When it comes to adult assay with Aedes aegypti, what he found is if you want to kill this, you have to really dump this chemical on it because you need a 2% to kill 50% of the adult mosquitoes. So it's not a very effective adult site. And then the lingering question is if it does kill larvae, you want to use it as a larvicide, and you're going to apply it into the field. And you know, the field conditioning is not as friendly as the environment of a laboratory. You have intense sunlight, you have temperature variations. And so he set up the experiment by treating them in direct sunlight or in shaded places, or just purely stayed in a laboratory, and compared the three conditions, see how stable is this compound in the three conditions. So what he did is to put a 300 mLs, 200 mLs of sample in different places, and then take samples at different time point, and then use those samples to do bioassay, and to determine whether this residue effect is still there. And he used mosquito, mostly the Aedes aegypti, and Theriens the larva. Now, when you calculate the stability, he used the time and the initial LC50 to see the stability of the compound. Now, this may be hard to see is that this particular experiment, the orange shaded one, that is from the sun direct exposure to sun. What you can see is that in the laboratory or in shaded area, the stability of the compound reduces gradually. However, under the direct sunlight, the residue is very quickly dropped off. In fact, it's less than an hour that LC50, the half-life in the direct sunlight, but in the shade and in the laboratory, the chemical has a half-life up to 6 to 11 days. So obviously it's a photosensitive compound. So in summary then, the compound 4015 is a naturally derived inhibitor, and the larvicidal activity is against a wide range of mosquito species, including native species. And it's relatively photosensitive, so it will be a challenging issue when you come to the real-time application. Well, we want to thank the support, the financial support, as well as technical support from different people. He performed all those experiments in and Florida, Gainesville, in CMAVE, and so Dr. Gary Locke and Dr. Graham White, and also Neil has helped him in his setting up and directing him. And then the financial supports, he come from DOD, DWFP, and also he's supported by the Navy Education Program. With that, I will take questions. Thank you. Yes. I can't quite hear.
Is there a possibility of using any UV protection like they use for bacteroviruses to protect from the sunlight?
I don't know. I'm not a formulation biologist or formulation chemist, but I imagine the. Oh, repeat the question. Can you using some kind of protective compound like protect bacterial virus to protect the photosensitivity of the compound? I'm not a formulation chemists, so I don't know, but I imagine they have a way to do it because methylprene is very photosensitive and they can formulate it to last for days in the field conditions. So I think technically it should be able to be done. Yes?
Could you connect us back to SCP-1? I lost the connection between this compound and
SCP. SCP is a steric carrier protein. The question is, what is the connection between SCP and this particular compound? SCP is a steric carrier protein that's supposedly to carry sterols within the cells, transporting it. And we use that as target to do the high throughput screen in the chemical library. That's where we find this particular compound. This compound competitively inhibiting the ligand binding of SCP-2. So we know that it interacts with the protein directly in some manner, but exactly how it interacts with the protein, we still don't know yet. Yes, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.